idol from your spirit. Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, if I make my bed in the depths, you are there. You are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even then your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. You are there. If I say the darkness will hide me, and the light becomes dark around me. The darkness is not dark to you. The night will shine like day. You are there. You are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even then, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. You are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even then, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. You are there.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live here tonight around the world on WWRB. Got a great program for you. Want you to stay tuned. You know something about the Spirit when it comforts you, when you're in a valley and when you're praying and when you're undecided and when you don't know if Yahweh's going to move for you, how awful it is to be in a valley. But listen as we play this other song off this CD of the Psalms. If these are music, actually, it's just music from the Bible. It's a beautiful CD, and we certainly want you to enjoy the cut that we're fixing to play you here. And it's a favorite, Psalms 23. I'll be right back. Yahweh bless you with a message tonight. He's always there.
Lord is the shepherd.
Amen. Praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, He is the Shepherd, and He leads you beside the still water. Tonight, the entitlement of our message is going to be, He is there with you through the storm, through the joy. You know, He reverences praise. He really does. I had a brother call me today from up in one of the Midwestern states, and he told me that he was going to send me a set of drums for the festival site. Now, that was an unusual gift, but it's not as unusual if you really love the Psalms of David and listen to some of the music that goes with the Psalms. These Psalms were sang and have been sung throughout thousands of years. David started, wrote these, and these are things that David shared in the Scriptures with us. Now, listen to this. My soul waits for Yahweh. I'm going to play you just a cut off this one and hope that you'll be blessed like I was.
Out of the depth, I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears hear my cry for mercy. O Lord, hear my voice. My soul waits for the Lord. In His Word, I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman waits for the morning. More than the watchman waits for the morning. If you, Lord, kept a record of sin, oh Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared. My soul waits for the Lord. In His Word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman wait for the morning. More than the watchman wait for the morning. Israel, hope in the Lord. With the Lord there is mercy, and with Him is full redemption. He Himself will redeem. My soul waits for the Lord. In His Word I put my hope. My soul waits for the Lord. More than the watchman wait for the morning. More than the watchman wait for the morning.
Oh, praise Yahweh. Beautiful song. You know, if you have got an instrument that's laying around, you've not using it, and you've got an extra one, a stringed instrument, something of that nature, you'd like to send us for the feast site, we would be more than happy to receive it. And we will remember you with this CD that we'll make available to you for your gift. So, write us and tell us, or call us, and tell us what you would like to send in the way of an instrumental, an accompaniment, or something of that nature that you've played, or you have an extra one, and you would like for the King's Gate Inn to record it there in your memory. And we would be so thankful for that. We need a lot of things. We need a tractor. to keep our little 20-acre farm clean for the FESAP. This property is going to be used exclusively for. It's not a reap money benefit. It is for the benefit of the people of Yahweh, those who would like to come, and those who would like to sing, and those who would like to praise Him. You know, He dwells in His praise. I was telling the brother today that I love to praise Him. You know, back in my Pentecostal days, when I had a lot of vim and vigor, boy, I mean, I could run the aisles and shout with the best of them, praise Yahweh, and making a joyful noise, and I can still do that. That's all I could do, but it's wonderful. Let me play you just another cut off of this record, and we'll be right back with you with tonight's message, He's Always There.
Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. The Lord is the great God, the King above all kings. He holds the earth in His hand, the mountains, the valleys, the sea. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us bow down. Hear the voice of the Lamb. We are people of His pasture. We are the sheep of His hand. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout with joy to the rock of salvation.
Oh, praise Yahweh. Yes, let us shout and sing to Yahweh. Now, the scriptures in the King James Bible says Lord, but you know that when it says Lord, capital letters, L-O-R-D, it's talking about the King of Kings, Yahweh. Notice this one. This is another quotation from the book of Psalms. As we begin our message tonight to you, He's always there. He's never far from you. He's always there on time. You know, we've been trying to raise money, and we're still in the process. We need your help. We've got a great week coming before us. We don't know what we're going to receive, but we know it's in the mail. And how do we know that? We know it by faith. Praise Yahweh. Something good is coming to us, and we're going to let you know what it is. That'll be late Tuesday night, probably, when we can give you an update report concerning our telethon to raise money for a place to praise His name. Listen in Psalm 68 or 62:8. Trust in Him at all times. Boy, we've had our faith has been stretched probably beyond our means. It was out of our hands. We didn't have the money when we started our a quest to purchase a piece of property around $150,000, which is not much to a lot of people. But when you're poor and needy, you're to trust in Him at all times. If you don't got it, you've got to ask by faith. Nothing wavering. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. And knock and it shall be opened. You people, pour out your heart before Him. Yahweh is a refuge for us. Selah. Ladies and gentlemen, we have poured out our heart for the last 3 weeks. We have been on a mission to accomplish a piece of property. Clear deed. We don't want to owe anything. It's almost beyond us to acquire this. This has to be the work of Yahweh. Notice in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You know what can hinder you is not trusting Him, not obeying Him, not asking. You know, these people, good people. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about by good people. We've had a lot of people. All of these that love, you can tell somebody that loves Yahweh. Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. Notice this song, Psalms right here. It's on this album cut. Psalms 112, the 5th verse. A good man, or a good woman, when it says man, it's talking about there's neither male nor female. A good man, because we've got sisters that's really stepped up the plate and helped us. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. Listen to that now. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in Yahweh. Oh, thank you, Yahweh. Thank you for Psalms 112, verse 5. I read that today in meditation. The thought came to me when I was praying and meditating about tonight. I just happened to find this CD Saturday. I mean, it's an awesome CD, and it simply says the Psalms. And when I played it, it's beautiful. It has instrumentals, and it has the vocals. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. A good man shows favor. Those who have showed favor toward us, and those of you yet to show favor. Now, we already know what one of our offerings is coming in tomorrow, Yahweh willing, through the U.S. mail. We've got a special delivery coming to my home address. We don't know what's in it, but we will be revealing that we are within $10,000 of our goal. That means that we have collected almost $140,000. We're shy of $140,000. We need $148,000 just to get the deed, plus closing costs. Now, that means another couple thousand, so we're talking about $150,000. Did you know, by the way, that there's 150 chapters in the Psalms? And the 150th chapter is about praise Yahweh. Praise Him upon the stringed instruments. Praise Him with a loud voice. Praise is meaning that Yahweh has showed favor. He really has for us. Our elders and our brethren and our sisters are all excited that we're going to have a festival site called the King's Gate Inn in the name of Yahweh, of course. Listen to this one. 1 Samuel. And Yahweh sent thee on a journey. This is Samuel 15 and 18. And said, go utterly destroy the sinners, the enemy, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of Yahweh, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of Yahweh. And Saul said unto Samuel, yes, I have obeyed the voice of Yahweh, and have gone in the way which Yahweh sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of the Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things, which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto Yahweh, thy Elohim, in Gilgal. That's the circle place. And by the way, when Yahweh is there, he expects to be on his altar. He expects an altar to be there. Now that's going to be performed. We're going to have an altar in on the feast site. It's going to be a beautiful altar. Brother Randy and the brethren, I've talked with them about it, and they're very excited about getting this altar placed. It's going to take time. We probably won't get it done in one festival, although we could. But we want to do it correctly. We're going to have the blessing altars and the cursing altars accompanying the worship altar. Now, there's three types of altars in the Bible that is not being used today where Yahweh's name is recorded. Everywhere that Yahweh's name was recorded, there was an altar present. A blessing altar, a cursing altar. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 27 will give you the example of how Yahweh has placed an altar in the two, the worship centers, both blessing and both cursing. A lot of people don't believe in cursing. They believe in blessing, but they don't believe in cursing. Ladies and gentlemen, you see, the problem here is that we haven't killed, like Saul, the influence of the devil. Now, what is the influence of the devil? It is causing you to be weak-hearted, not believing in Yahweh, when He's there all the time. You don't have to worry about Him. He's there. Yahweh is an ever-present God. He's there for the trust that you put in Him. Now, let's notice this in Jeremiah 17 and 5. Thus saith Yahweh. Now, this is Yahweh saying this. If you don't believe He believes in curses, listen to me. Cursed be the man that trusts in man. I want to repeat that. Remember where He said in the Psalms, blessed is a man that lendeth. His name shall be memorialized. He shall never be empty. Blessed to give than it is to receive. And it's just as powerful in the curse. You've got to curse your enemies to destroy their influence. Now, you start with that by saying this. Everything that you bless in heaven is then released to be blessed on earth. Now, listen to this. Everything that you curse, now the word is bind, same scripture, curse. Everything you curse in heaven is bound on the earth. Yeah, are you with me now? Now these altars are very important pieces of the function. Blessed is the man whose heart does not depart from Yahweh. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, those that depart, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, and a salt land not inhabited with no blessings. That's what curses will bring. Now we know that these cursings on the cursing altar and the blessing altar's work. Now, we know that because we do it. And we see the results. But listen to this now. Blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh and whose hope Yahweh is. Yahweh reigns in your heart. Blessed is the man that trusts and has hope in Yahweh. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her roots by the river. He's there, ladies and gentlemen. He's there all the time. We have found this, that the leaf shall be green, it shall not wither, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, it shall bloom. Neither shall it cease from yielding fruit. You understand what I'm talking about? The fruitfulness of your body, blessed are you in the city, blessed are you in the country, blessed is your storehouse. You know all the things of Deuteronomy in the blessing and cursing chapter of Deuteronomy 28. It's very plain that Yahweh can bless you and Yahweh can curse you. We're now believing that since we have sacrificed. Now, a lot of people have sacrificed and given till it hurt. I've told you about the examples of those that cashed in some of their life savings that's laid up and give toward the gold. Notice this. Cursed is the man who maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departs from Yahweh. There's a lot of people that have made flesh their arm. They're trusting in what man trusts in. But did you know what the Bible said? Yahweh owns all the silver and gold and the cattle on 1,000 hills, and the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Now, if we claim this wealth to pay for our property, we're going to get it. Ain't thing you can do about it. Ain't thing a devil can do about it. Ain't a thing that the devil's angels can do about it. Oh, they can fight, they can oppress, and they can hinder. But Yahweh, who is a good one, He knows the heart of them that trust Him. Cursed is the man that trusteth in man. We're not trusting in man. Now, if you, the man or the woman, have sent us an offering, a love offering, where Yahweh said that it's a blessing. Now, notice this, Psalms 112, verse 5. Let me read it to you again. A good man shows favor, and he lends to Yahweh, meaning that you help support Yahweh's house. This is Yahweh's house. This is Yahweh's property. It's going to be put in a trust in the name of Yahweh. It has to be that way, and then forever it don't belong to man. Cursed is the man that makes man his hope. Fear not them which can kill the body, Matthew chapter 10, 28 says, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body. Fear is not necessarily a bad thing. When you fear Yahweh, you're going to move, and then you're going to lend, and you're going to trust. But he that will not trust Yahweh, or he that will not lay up his treasures in heaven, is cursed by trusting in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from Yahweh, like Nabob. He bought him a farm, he stocked it, and he had servants working for him every day, but then he left Yahweh out of the equation. You know what's going to happen to that man that does that? It's an example in the book of Kings where Nabob made flesh his arm and trusted in man. Yahweh wants to know in whom we trust. He tries you on this. Yahweh is only worthy of our trust. Yahweh wants to know in whom we will trust. Do we trust in ourselves? Do we trust in the arm of man? Do we trust in silver or gold? Or do we trust in Yahweh, who owns all the silver and gold? Now, you've got some gold, but you don't own it. You've got some silver, but you don't own it. Blessed is he that lendeth or gives cheerfully to support the cause of Yahweh and to keep his house from becoming a wilderness and to keep his feast site from growing up. We need a tractor. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, help us. You got one? Don't make flesh your arm. Don't try to lay it up and put it in a safe somewhere or in a bank where thieves and moths and rust and canker. You're only going through this life one time. Do something for Yahweh. Listen to this. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whosoever walketh wisely and trust in Yahweh, he shall be delivered. Now, let's say that you've got a major illness. You trust in your own heart or a doctor or your insurance program. Oh, I've got good insurance. I can go over and have my heart took out of my chest and have it fixed and put it back in and I'll be all right. Well, maybe you will and maybe you won't. You're a fool if you trust in your own heart or your own wisdom and don't trust in Yahweh. Listen to this one now. Psalms 22, verse 2. O Yahweh, my Elohim, I cry in the daytime, but thou heareth me not. And in the night season, and I am not silent. But Yahweh, you're holy. O thou that inhabitest the praise of Israel. He inhabits the praise upon the stringed instruments, the cymbals, the drums. The brother said, hey, I just feel like sending you a set of drums for the feast night. I said, well, praise Yahweh. And it just sent my heart a ticking. Praise Yahweh. I mean, it was wonderful to hear, and I thought, Yahweh, you've always been there. You've always supplied. You inhabit the praise of Israel. He inhabits your praise. When you open your mouth and He fills it in praise. See, there's one thing that Yahweh can't do. He can't praise Himself. He created you to praise Him. And if you hold your peace, if you won't praise Him, if you won't raise your hands, I've seen people. You know, you're up appraising Yahweh and you're trying to make music and you want to shout and you hold on to the seat and you're afraid to embarrass yourself by running across the floor of the platform because you think that you might interrupt the service. Did you know that your praise that you've got hidden in your heart and you clamp down on it and resist? You're just like a scripture. You always resist the Holy Spirit or the Ruach, the Holy Kodesh. The Holy Ghost. You always resist. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. And boy, we've trusted Yahweh for $150,000, and He's going to deliver us. We feel it coming. If you've got any gold or any silver or any musical instruments, if you've got a tractor, a bush hog, a disc, a plow, whatever you've got, Yahweh always prevails because He delivered them. They cried and you delivered. They trusted in you and we're not confounded. We're not going to be confounded in this. 150 Psalms and $150,000. That's what we want. Now that'll get the property clear to a title in trust. It'll be there forever. As long as Yahweh's willing to keep it in His trust, and we got faithful members that will do so, we're going to fix it where it'll have to be that way. Because the succeeding elders in the generations to come, we hope. And we trust. Now, the fathers trusted. We're the fathers now. We're the originators of this feast site. Help us on it. Put a little blessing in an envelope. Call me tonight after the program and tell me that you're going to help us. Make a commitment to us. Did you know that Yahweh is good? sanctify them. John 17:17. Remember this. Sanctify them. Do you want to get sanctified? Give. He loves a cheerful giver. Help us. Yahweh watched the offering plate when it was the treasury. We need a treasury amount of $150,000 plus. We're going to have a building. Right now we've got a tent. That'll do. We'll put up the old tent. If we can get in the property, on the property, it's going to be close. We've done moved up the closing date. The 30 days. We're to close in 60 days from last week. So we're on a countdown to 60 days. We got to get in there before 60 days, ladies. Help us to get in the property. We've got to pay the property off, and the day we pay it off, then the sellers have got 30 days to move. If we close it on the 20th or the 21st, we're going to try to close on the 20th. That's our date. Pray for it to happen. Now, this month, 20th of this month, then the sellers have got the 20th till next month, and the fee starts on the 21st. That gives us one day to acquire or to move into the property, and we got 24 hours to set it up. Now, we've done miracles before, and we believe that Yahweh's mercy. Now, listen to Psalms, sanctify them through thy truth. Your word is truth. Trust in Yahweh. He's always there. Don't be prideful. You know, I've literally borrowed money. This is the truth now. I've literally borrowed money, went to the bank and borrowed money, and paid tithes out of it. When I was young and struggling and trying to get ahead, and I'm still old and struggling and trying to get ahead, because Yahweh loves poor people. He's kept me poor down through life. I've never made a lot of money, but I sure have made a lot of good friends that have offered to help me in this endeavor. And this endeavor is in the name of Yahweh. It's a trust built upon the sanctification. John 17:17, sanctify them through your truth, and your word is truth. Now listen to this one. Psalms 13:5. I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Help us. Now listen. This is in Nahum. The book of Nahum, 1, verse 7. Yahweh is good. Praise Yahweh. A stronghold in the day of trouble. See, when if you fail to give, you're not going to have any insurance in heaven. You're not going. If you give, like Cornelius, Yahweh heard him because he was a giver. He was a cheerful giver. He wanted to see Yahweh's house and Yahweh's feast site. He wanted to see them built throughout the country, and he helped many times for those in need. We need more Corneliuses. We don't need no Sapphire and Ananiases. You know, they talk the talk, but they never walk the walk. They say they love Yahweh, but they won't give. They draw back. I just let them worry about it. Well, let me tell you something. Trust in Yahweh with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding, for he's a stronghold in the day of trouble and knows them that trust him. That's in Nahum chapter 1, verse 7. Mark it in your Bible. Yahweh is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. Whew, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't give, you could have a day of trouble. Now, if you fail to give, like Sapphire and Ananias, did you know they died because they had given their offerings and then decided, well, we won't send it all. We'll just keep some of it for a future hard time. Don't lay it up. Put it in Yahweh's trust. And in that day of trouble, Yahweh will remember, and Yahweh knows them that trust in Him. Remember, it was the lack of trust that the children of Israel murmured against Moses and murmured against Yahweh in the wilderness. They couldn't trust Him to feed them. They couldn't trust Him to clothe them. But did you know that the ones that did trust Him, after 40 years of wandering, had the same shoes on they started with? They didn't deteriorate. They didn't break apart like these made in China shoes and Bangladesh and India's shoes that we wear today. The Chinese make all the Nike slippers. You say, oh, I got a pair of Nikes on. No, you got a pair of Chinese slippers on. That's all you've got, slippers. They'll slip apart. You'll give $100 for a set of Nikes or whatever. They're not like the ones that the fathers wore in the 40 years of wonder. Their clothes did not even soil. I don't know how he done it. I have no idea how that one set of clothes and one set of shoes could endure for 40 years. But you see how Yahweh said, trust in Him. He's good. He's a stronghold. I mean, if you've got a little, better is a little with Yahweh than much with the devil. Do you understand that? Now, you may be saving, and you say, well, I don't have enough to give right now, but I'd give if I had more. If you won't give what you've got in a little, you won't give if you had a lot. It's measured not in how much you've got, but how much faith you've got to remember that He is there all the time. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. Now, many fail because they have to understand it before they do it. That's not faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen, that He's going to be there. And Job had this particular moaning in his spirit. Why didn't I die from the wound? See, he's being tried. Why did I not give up the ghost when I came out of the belly? Why did the knees prevent me? Or why did the breast deliver that I sucked? For now, should I have lain still and been quiet, I should have slept then had I been at rest. You know what? People that seek rest in the time of trouble. Job had a time of trouble. But Yahweh was there watching His servant to perform by faith. Proverbs again, 3 and 5. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Listen to this one now. This is a great one. Psalms, or Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. We've acknowledged Yahweh throughout all this, and everything that we received has been received in the name of Yahweh. Now, I've said along, if you're out of the name of Yahweh and you want to send us something, you send it on to us. We'll accept it in the name of Yahweh, and we'll pray for you. Listen to this now. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Trust in Yahweh forever, for in Yah is everlasting strength. How excellent, Psalms 36, 7, is your loving kindness. He's there all the time. O Yahweh, therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of your wings. Now, Yahweh's wings is going to be over the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We're going to close on that property, Yahweh willing, this month, coming up on the 20th. We still need thousands of dollars. Can you help us? Reach in your pocket. And remember this. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Give charge to them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in their riches, but in Yahweh, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. We're asking you to help us to enjoy this feast night. You're welcome to come in the name of Yahweh to the King's Gate Inn. Enter into His house with thanksgiving, with praise. We keep all three festivals. We'll be there as long as we are able to attend. If not, we'll let somebody carry us down in a stretcher. Praise Yahweh. Faithful. You know, old Jacob, he was a prophet. He's our father. But the Bible says he worshipped Yahweh leaning up on a stick. He's there. Trust in him. And charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded nor trust in their riches. Don't trust in your riches. Trust in Yahweh. Give. Psalm 71:5. For thy hope, Yahweh, you are my hope. O sovereign Yahweh, thou art my trust for my youth. Psalms 9:10. Listen to this now. I got to close. I'm coming up on the end of my message here. Listen to this now. Psalms 71:5. For thou art my hope. I've trusted from my youth. And they that know your name will put their trust in you. For thou, Yahweh, hast not forsaken them that seek you. Now, how do you seek him? By giving. How do you serve him? By giving. How do you know him? By giving. His word is truth. Blessed, more blessed to give than it is to receive. Now, we're not asking for a piece of property for Brother Buddy. I've got a piece of property. I didn't have to sell this home. But I did. I'm dedicating every penny of equity out of this home to the property. Every cent I've got. I'm going to spend my last dime in helping to trust in the sovereignty of Yahweh. I've learned to trust Him, and all them that know His name will put their trust in Him, for He will not forsake them, and neither will He leave them. He's there, present, all the time. Trust in Yahweh. Indeed, we had the sentence of death in ourselves in order that we should not trust in ourselves, but in Yahweh, who raised the dead and delivered us from so great a death. I'm not going to die. If I serve Yahweh and I know His name and call upon Him, I'm going to live forever. He that believeth in me shall never die. Do you believe that? Oh, what a promise. Though He slay me, yet will I trust in Him. But I will maintain my own ways in His name forever. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in Yahweh, mercy shall compass him round about. I'm talking about mercy when you're sick, mercy when you're broke, mercy when you ain't got no food. There's bad times coming for America. We're under a curse right now. You know why? Because we've forsaken Yahweh. Listen to this one now. I've got to close. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. But all those that put their trust in thee, let them rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love your name be joyful in you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've been giving you some of the music that we got off album here tonight. Listen to this one, and I hope and trust that Yahweh will deliver you and Yahweh will bless you, for great is His love. Stay tuned to it. Let me play this one for you and listen again to this wonderful music.
Great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the sky.
His faithfulness reaches to the sky.
For great is your love,
great is His love towards you, and that you loved Him. He said, draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. Help us on this mission of a feast in sweet water. Sweet water. Not bitter water. Sweet water, Tennessee. In a place where a lot of people will come and rejoice in praising upon the stringed instruments, upon that set of drums, and Brother Donald's going to send me out of the great state of Wisconsin. I thank Yahweh for people of faith, favors, those who will reach into the pocket. And I've got a love gift coming tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'll have two of them, or maybe three of them here tomorrow. I'll keep you posted tomorrow night as Brother Mark, one of our givers, one of our, he's actually one of our supporters. He supports the Saturday night and the Wednesday night program. No, it's a Tuesday night and Saturday night. Brother Mark and Sister Audrey in Mississippi, they pay for every penny of those two programs. It's wonderful how they bless. And then they're sending tithes and offerings. This is a special offering that they've got. I'll receive it tomorrow, Yahweh willing. And I'm so thankful for my supporters. Brother Paul is sending his tithes from his home. And Dr. Gary, which has been with me for so long. I mean, they stand behind me 100%. And that's a favor. That's somebody that has faith in Yahweh. We hope and trust that you're giving. And we got numerous people that we're going to put on a certificate of the Majestics that have purposed this place to rejoice and praise Yahweh. And if you'd like to write me tonight, write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you would like to call us, if you'd like to call me tonight, make me a pledge. I love you for it. I appreciate it. I'm a poor man. I don't have any insurance. Yahweh's my insurance. I don't have any money. Yahweh's my silver and gold. I rub elbows with some people that love me good enough to give me their last penny out of their pocket. I never ask for it. They love me good enough to give it. Now that we have a special need, they have reached way down into their pockets and their heart. They've opened both their pocketbook and their heart. They praise Yahweh. And they give to make this, the feast site, possible. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now that's area code 423-626-2172. Let me give you my cell phone. If you'd like to call me at any time, that would be Pastor Buddy. Area code 423-259-0606. That's 423-259-0606. Call me. Say, Pastor Buddy, I've got an instrument. I've got a tractor. I've got a disc iron. I've got a plow. I'm going to get it to you. We've got a lot of work to do between now and the 21st day of next month, which begins the Feast of Tabernacles for the Lord Calendar Worshippers of Yahweh. The night of the 21st of next month, we've got to be on the property. Help us to make it so. Right now, we're short. We need your help. You've got a tractor, you've got a drum set, you've got a trumpet, you've got a guitar, you've got something that we can praise Yahweh with on the assembly side. If you've got a building, if you want to be part of the building program, we're fixing to start a dedication memorial for our building, and Yahweh bless you to give. Blessed are those that put their trust in Him. I love you very much tonight, and I appreciate you for what you have given. We'll see you tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's late for the East Coasters. The Centrals, it's not too bad. It's 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night. With Brother Mark and myself, and we'll give you an update report. We'll have an update report. We've got a offering coming in tomorrow. It's going to be delivered here at my address, physical address, is going to be delivered. I can't wait to hopefully it'll be something that will be a blessing, and I know it will, to help us reach our goal and close out that we can go to Athens, Tennessee. That's where we're closing, in Athens. Remember, Paul preached in Athens in Greece. We're going to close to open a new beginning for the house of Yahweh, the King's Gate Inn. Remember, as we praise Yahweh, as we come down to the final closing, pray that it be so that we'll have these items save us $1,000 plus, because we don't have to rent a place, and it'll help us. So Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow night. In the name of Yahweh, I love you.
The works of your hands, you put everything under his feet.
Your spirit, where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, if I make my bed in the depths, you are there, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even then your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me.